Flight of the Eagle for senior pupils. Before we begin, I'd like you to get yourself really comfortable. Make sure that you're in a quiet place, a place where you feel comfortable, where no one will disturb you. Making sure that while you're listening to my world, you're not doing anything else. Just make sure wherever you are listening, it is a place where you feel safe to close your eyes and listen carefully to my voice. And I want you to know that some people relax a little and some people relax a lot. And that's fine. Just remember that however much you relax, you're relaxing in your own way. So now just make yourself comfortable in that place. Close your eyes and take three deep breaths. That's right, three deep breaths right down to your tummy, allowing your body to relax more and more with each breath you take. Continue to breathe normally now and notice how your breathing has slowed down. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, you may hear other noises around you. But you find it easier to ignore these sounds. In fact, the only sound that is important to you now is the sound of my voice. And you find it really easy to ignore any other sounds. You find it easy to concentrate and listen to the sound of my voice. Each and every word I say will help you to relax more and more. Notice how peaceful you have become. Notice how soft your muscles begin to feel. You feel relaxed and safe. Just let that warm, comfortable feeling spread across your whole body now. Notice where your body feels most relaxed. And let those feelings spread around your body, starting at your toes, gentle waves of relaxation, spreading from your toes into your feet, up your legs, comfortable feelings spreading into your abdomen and into your chest. Those relaxed feelings moving into your shoulders, and traveling down your arms into your hands and your fingers. Let those warm, comfortable feelings spread up to your neck and across your face and up to the top of your head. Just listen to the sound of my voice as you become very relaxed. Drifting and floating and drifting, comfortable, safe, calm, and totally relaxed, as I invite you to come on a journey with me now. You find yourself standing at the edge of a huge lake. Look around you. What can you see in front of you? You notice the silvery blue water stretching out for miles. Calm, silvery blue water. A few ripples forming on the surface, sparkling in the sunlight. The blue sky is reflected in the water. Perhaps allow this lake to represent your imagination and your creativity. Let this lake represent your emotions, your innermost feelings. Maybe there are some feeling of uncertainty, and this is understandable. We all go through uneasy situations in our life. Whatever your feelings, and whatever they are at this moment in time, your feelings are perfectly normal, perfectly natural. Just let these feelings be acknowledged by your subconscious mind. Just accept any feelings that may arise within you. Let that part of you be soothed and reassured. The lake is calm and tranquil. A calm, tranquil lake is the sign of a peaceful and quiet life. The lake is calm and clear. The calm, clear waters reflect your mind, which is also calm and clear. Did you know that the image of standing by a clear, calm lake has been said to be a sign of peace and harmony, of positive decisions about your future, a positive image to hold on to? Look up now. Look up at the sky, a blue sky, as blue can be, with wisps of white cloud travelling slowly, travelling leisurely, clouds that have nowhere to be, nowhere to rush to, any time will do. Just like you, take this time for yourself. You have nowhere to be. Take your time out for you to relax and be peaceful. Your eyes are now drawn to the horizon. What can you see in the distance? You can just make out the soft edges of the hills and the sharper edges of the mountains. As though an artist had bordered the edges of this creation, leaving you wondering what may be beyond the skyline. If you were the artist, what would you have used to paint the mountains? What colour? What colour would you have painted the lake? Perhaps you might have chosen a bright, positive colour, or a shade of calming blue or green. The sun shines through the clouds, warming your skin. You feel comfortable, just the right temperature, not too warm, not too cold, just right, feeling pleasantly warm and relaxed. And the sun wraps you in its warm glow, gently holding you, feeling safe. Safe and secure. Look at what is near to you now. That's right, nearer to you. You may be aware of a variety of trees. Pine trees that line the edges of the lake, standing tall and strong. Observing carefully now, you may be able to just make out the slight sway of the tips of the trees as the breeze catches the branches. Look closely at the trees. Trees symbolise life and growth and are said to represent wisdom and power. In a dream with trees, and it has leaves, it is said to symbolise peace and tranquility. A tree without leaves indicates someone is overcoming their difficulties. Whatever those difficulties may be, trees have the power to inspire us, allowing us to express our deepest feelings of gratitude, courage, protection, peace, and happiness. everything is so calm here, so peaceful, and so, so tranquil, leaving you feeling calm, peaceful, and tranquil. You feel the gentle breeze as it cools and refreshes your skin, tickling your nose and your ears, making you feel vital and alive. So take a deep breath now, inhaling this fresh, cool air, filling you with positive energy. The air is fresh, fresh and clean, clean, cool and energizing. Just take another deep breath of this air, deep into your lungs, allowing its crispness to energize your body. Look down at your feet now. What are you wearing? Have you got shoes on? Or are your feet bare? What are you standing on? The shingle of the shoreline is cool, and the grey rounded rocks and the smooth pebbles make up the covering of the ground. Rocks and pebbles that have been well washed and cleaned by the lapping water of the lake. If you are wearing shoes, perhaps you would like to take them off to feel the cool grey pebble of the shore. Strong beneath your feet. The feel of cool, clean water lapping over your toes, washing away any concerns or worries that you may have. Or just that use that creative and imaginative part of you to visualize how good it will feel to do this. The rocks and the pebbles ground you, allowing you to feel strong and connected to the earth. There is a saying, as solid as a rock. A piece of rock catches your eye. You bend down to pick it up. Hold it carefully in your hand, feeling its weight. Turn it over in your palm, noticing the colour, the texture, and the temperature of the rock. This rock symbolises one of your main concerns or challenges. Holding this rock shows that you are in control of that challenge or concern. The size of the rock indicates the size of the challenge or concern. The weight of the rock shows you just how much the concern has been weighing you down recently. And now it's time to lighten that weight. So simply throw the rock into the water as far as you can. Throw the rock and watch as it hits the calm surface of the water, causing ripples, circular ripples, disturbing the surface, causing disruption to the water. And notice how this is only momentary, how the water quickly reforms its stability, allowing the rock to sink into the bottom of the lake, allowing the lake to once become calm and tranquil once more. And the rock sinks to the bottom of the lake. And as the water becomes calm, so you feel calm and tranquil. As you stand by the edge of the water feeling calm, you notice a speck in the sky above you. Focus on that speck in the distance, and you can see it's getting bigger and bigger. And as it comes closer and closer, you realise that it's a bird. You can make out the shape of the huge wingspan, the grace and beauty of this soaring bird, a majestic eagle. And it lands close to you on the shoreline. You feel no fear, only curiosity as to why the eagle seems so comfortable to be so close to you. You look at its feathers closely now, soft yet strong feathers, grey, silky and sleek. The eagle is powerful and strong and wise. You feel a sense of adventure come upon you as you realise the eagle is inviting you to sit astride its powerful back and take you on a journey across the lake. So go ahead, accept this invitation of this magnificent creature. Sit securely and feel the soft feathers beneath you. Feel the strength of the bird as it allows you to settle amongst those feathers, feeling safe and secure. Notice the muscles of the bird ripple as it slowly and powerfully takes off from the shoreline. Notice the rush of cool air against your skin. Notice the silence, which is only interrupted by the soft whoosh of the eagle's wings as it powers through the sky, rising higher and higher above the lake, calm and tranquil above the treetops, soaring at one with this majestic creature, feeling respect for the strength and courage that this bird represents, acknowledging the wisdom of the eagle, the wisdom to show you how to soar above the world, realizing that any concerns or challenges appear so small from up here, high up in the sky. They put into perspective up here, upon this majestic creature, feeling the strength flowing through you, feeling at one with the eagle, sensing the faith and having the courage to fly to new heights, to face the future, whatever it may hold. Freedom to live your life to the full, a future full of hope. And slowly the eagle begins its descent, swooping over the treetops, its wings gently allowing you to both glide back down to the shoreline. Make sure that you thank your eagle for the strength and the wisdom that it has shared with you today. As you say farewell to the eagle, you notice that it has left a tail feather on the ground. Bend down and pick up the feather, realizing how precious an eagle feather is. Each feather is unique, like every fingerprint. No two feathers are identical. A unique and special feather. The feather symbolizes trust, power, strength, wisdom and freedom. What do these things make to you? What connection is there within your life at the moment in time? Trust, power, strength, wisdom and freedom. There is an ancient Native American blessing. May you have the strength of the eagle's wing, the faith and the courage to fly to new heights, and the wisdom of the universe to carry you there. And now the time has come to finish our journey. But before I do, I want you to know that as each second, minute and day goes by, you'll become calmer and feel more relaxed, feeling happier in your mind, finding it easier and easier to feel this way. Which means that you will think about things more clearly and calmly, in a more positive way. You will become happier in your mind and more comfortable in your body. You will not let things worry or upset you in quite the same way as they used to. And as the seconds, minutes, and days go by, you'll be able to manage these things more easily in a way that's right for you, making the right choices so that you feel happier and better about yourself and better about the world about you. You realise that although you have no control over some things in life, you do have control over your thoughts and how you feel, control over your body and what you do, how you act, how you behave, control over the choices you make, choices that are right for you, making you feel better about yourself, better than you've ever felt in a long time. Maybe better than you've ever felt before. So enjoy feeling happier and better in every way as you carry this feeling with you now, as the journey ends. Stretching your arms, gently wiggling your toes and your fingers. Open your eyes. Welcome back.